What's that, sir?
Wasn't the old law made irrelevant by Christ?
Oh, the old law. I don't teach Torah law.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. We do follow some pre-Torah things, and we do follow the Ten Commandments, not Saturday Sabbath. I'm resting in Christ. He's our Sabbath rest. But we do keep some pre-Torah things. Would you like to know what they are?
Well, I do know what they are.
What are they?
I thought you were professing to all these people.
I'm talking to anybody who wants to talk. If you want to talk, I'll tell you. If you don't, I'll leave you be.
Please, I was listening.
The pre-Torah. You want to hear what the pre-Torah is?
Go for it.
Dominion. Taking dominion. One man, one wife in marriage. Don't drink blood. God dressed us in Genesis 3.
Old word.
Nope. Yeah. That's before Torah, sir.
Christ said that?
That's before Torah. Yep. Christ went back and confirmed it.
Oh, he did.
He did. He said one man, one woman in the beginning. And he said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. So we don't live by Torah. We live by pre-Torah. And that we live by the Ten Commandments, resting in Jesus, not Saturday Sabbath. And then the new covenant, the new blood covenant that Jesus established, that you must walk in, strive in, and live for. And if you're not living for that, you're not in the blood covenant. You're not washed. You're not cleansed. You're not made new. Test yourself, neighbor. That's why we travel. We don't make money. We don't take anyone's money. We support ourselves to lift up Christ, the narrow way to eternal life.